H-Bomb back with more of IGN's Top 50 Sci-Fi Shows. We just ended up with number 29, Cowboy Bebop. Number 28, Life in Mars. And this is the UK version, not the ABC remake. Never watched it. 27, The 4400. Never watched it. 26, Neon Genesis Evangelion. Never watched it. 25, Quantum Leap. I never watched this one either. My dad has a season of it on DVD. But for some reason I just never watched Quantum Leap. Adventures of Briscoe County Jr. Never watched it. In fact, kind of like Wild Wild West, thought of it more of a western, but apparently it's got a similar sci-fi element. 23, Alien Nation. 22, Star Blazer / Space Battleship Yamato. 21, Farscape. Again, didn't have sci-fi when it first came out. Never got into it. Although, I did like Ben Bratter and Claudia Black when they joined the cast of Stargate SG-1. Moving on, number 20, Red Dwarf. Never saw it. Because it was a UK show, never got into it. 19. Stargate SG-1. And 19. Very low for this. Definitely a top 10, top 5 on my list. Again, the movie itself that it was based on was, it wasn't that big of a success, the original movie with, Kurt Russell, James Spader, but when Showtime brought it back, with, Richard Dean Anderson, Michael Shanks, expanded the concept of the basic movie, beyond just this one planet who's this ancient Egypt wannabe planet. But just expanded there, different mythologies, largely Egyptian, but eventually branched out into Norse, and even the last couple of years, touched on the Arthurian legend. And it was a very good show. Very underrated. 18, Fringe. Oh, good, solid show. I hope it doesn't get canceled. Some of these storylines, especially with the parallel universes and even a couple 1985 episodes, very good show. Annotaur, Joshua Jackson, John Noble can be downright hilarious. 17, Torchwood. And Torchwood, first season was very good. A lot darker than Doctor Who, which it was a spinoff of. But a little bit of an X-Files twist. But yeah, the basic premise is there's this rift, this space-time rift over the city of Cardiff, Wales. And it's up to Torchwood to pretty much take care of situation when any weird stuff happens. And first season was awesome. Second season was okay. Till they killed off a couple characters towards the end of the season. Yeah, spoiler-ish. And then the 5-part Children of Earth. Oh, I'm running out of time. So, Torchwood. It was good. Not great. Talk to you in a minute. Bye.